This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more. Good morning, I'm Alice Dempster.
And I'm Siobhan Moran-McFarlane.
It's Tuesday the 9th of April. In your Squiz today, scrutinising Aussie supermarkets, a nuclear warning in Ukraine, the Commonwealth Games search continues, and the latest TikTok craze. This is your Squiz today. There was a bit around on supermarkets yesterday, Siobhan, after former Labor Minister and economist Craig Emerson shared his interim review of the Voluntary Food and Grocery Code of Conduct. As part of it, he's given 8 recommendations, including large fines for Aussie supermarket retailers who engage in anti-competitive behaviour.
Yeah, so he's recommended that supermarkets be fined 10% of their annual revenue if they're found to have mistreated their suppliers and farmers. And to give you a sense of what that would look like, Coles made more than $35 billion in sales last financial year. So that sort of fine would be a lot. One of his other recommendations is making the code of conduct mandatory because currently it's voluntary. So that would really force retailers like Coles, Woolies, IGA and Aldi to play by the rules.
And as for how we got to this point, the review was prompted by suppliers claiming some big discrepancies in what they were being paid versus the retailers' prices on the shelves. That's something that the retailers have rejected. But Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the idea is to prevent suppliers from being dudded by the supermarkets. And he said a big motivation is to put downward pressure on prices for consumers.
That's right. And all that to say, the Albanese government has thrown its in-principle support behind Emerson's recommendations. PM Anthony Albanese said the provisional findings are a very strong start. And he said the process is all about how we make our supermarkets as competitive as they can be so that Aussies get the best deal possible. Now, he's also confident it could see cheaper prices on our dockets and says the current code essentially is run by the same businesses that are being complained about. So an overhaul would see a change in the power relationship.
Yeah, but Coalition leader Peter Dutton disagrees with that. He said the recommendations aren't the solution that consumers are looking for. As for the retailers, they'll get their say when Emerson's report goes through an industry consultation process before his final report is handed down on the 30th of June. Siobhan, Russia is facing criticism over its latest attack on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine, which happened on Sunday. The head of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency says it was a reckless move.
So that facility is already under the control of Russian forces. They seized it shortly after the invasion began back in February 2022. But the UN's Rafael Grossi has called the latest drone attack, which, by the way, had a physical impact on one reactor. He's called it a major escalation of the nuclear safety and security dangers. Now, Russia has blamed Ukraine for that damage, but Ukraine has denied any involvement. And Grossi says there have been at least 3 direct hits against the plant's main reactor containment structures, which he says is simply a no-go.
Yeah, he also pointed out that there's no political benefit from such attacks. Aside from this latest one, though, Russia's made a number of strikes on Ukraine's broader energy system, but its energy minister, German Galushenko, says that its power supply is still stable and balanced. If you're a member of Qantas' frequent flyer program, you might have spotted an email yesterday spooking the benefits of its new reward system. But Siobhan, forgive me for this pun, not everyone is on board.
Very good, Alice. Yeah, so they're calling it Classic Plus Flight Rewards, and it'll see 20 million new reward seats on offer. Now, those are the ones that you can pay for with your points. But here's the rub, is that they're going to be priced a lot like regular airfare. So basically, the number of points that you need to cover them is going to increase during peak travel times like school holidays. And this is going to be instead of the fixed number of points currently required for 5 million seats that are on offer. Qantas boss Vanessa Hudson unveiled the revamp yesterday, saying it will give passengers more choice and more destinations.
And of course, Qantas has had a very rocky few years with its customers, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So this overhaul is part of its attempt to restore its credibility with them. But less helpful in that regard for all airlines, really, yesterday was the news of another Boeing safety issue on a US flight. It involved the engine cover tearing off the plane shortly after it took off. That is the latest in a long line of concerning incidents for Boeing planes, Siobhan.
Yeah, and there were some seriously disturbing videos caught by the passengers of that particular incident. I feel like we almost need a standing item for this issue. But it's not a laughing matter, obviously, and the ongoing series of safety issues at Boeing is something that Alex and I have gotten into in the latest Squiz Shortcut. So we'll pop a link to that in the episode notes so Squizzers can have a listen.
A quick message now from our podcast partner, BHP. Across the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking to Squizzers about BHP and the work they're doing to provide the materials that we need to transition to a low-emission economy for the energy transition. At the start of the podcast, you heard how copper is used to make electric vehicles, wind turbines, and solar panels. So when it comes to producing it, reducing emissions is a priority. And that's why BHP is making solar, wind, and battery deals to help power their South Australian Olympic Dam copper mine. It's happening now at BHP. Siobhan, we've talked before about Victoria pulling out of hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games. That was due to the spiralling cost. But the Commonwealth Games Federation hasn't given up hope of finding a new host for the event. It says it's considering multiple proposals for both a location and some innovative new concepts to give the event a bit of a zhoosh. But what we do know is that it won't be in Singapore or Malaysia.
Yeah, that's because they both recently rejected offers to host it. But in its first public statement since Victoria pulled the pin, the Federation says that significant progress has been made and that it's excited by the early concepts to reset and reframe the Games. It's also working with several Commonwealth Games associations, and it says it is aiming to announce a new host by next month. Who is in the running, though, is unclear because the proposals are being kept confidential, so we'll just have to watch this space.
And Siobhan, it won't end there because the potential host for the 2030 Games, which was the Canadian province of Alberta, has also withdrawn its bid. So the whole future of the Games is really in a precarious position. Siobhan, I was born in the early 90s, so I don't know much about the 1980s except that my curly hair would have fit in and I love the music. But for Squizzers who do remember the 80s in a little bit more detail, they might be familiar with something called the seasonal colour analysis. It was a fad that aimed to tell us if we were a winter or a summer person. It basically identified which colours we should and shouldn't wear.
Yeah, I was alive in the 80s, Alice, but I wasn't old enough to really worry about this kind of thing. And like all things fashion, what was once old is new again because TikTokers have picked up the trend and run with it for a whole new generation. And just like before, getting advice about your seasonality comes at a price. Nearly $800 if you want a 90-minute session with the self-proclaimed colour analysis queen, a woman called Tatum Schwerin, who makes nearly $50,000 a month from consultations with people who are just desperate to know what tones they should be wearing.
If that is a little bit too rich for you, though, there is a wide array of content creators that are giving their advice on TikTok by holding up different swatches of coloured fabric. And I have to say, Siobhan, I have been down a bit of a rabbit hole on this one to figure out my own colour.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely technical, isn't it? But I'll save you a lot of time, Alice, because I think you look lovely in everything.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Yeah. Squiz the day, Siobhan. What should Squizzers check out today?
Well, our friends and colleagues over at Squiz Kids have got a fantastic new shortcut out all about Islam. A lot of people will be celebrating Eid today at the end of Ramadan, and this episode's really great, not only for explaining it to kids, but also for adults. If you're not sure what it's all about, I have to say I learned a lot, and it's really great, so check it out.
Yeah, good one. You can find that episode by searching for Squiz Kids in your podcast app, and make sure you hit follow while you're there. And that wraps us up today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
G'day, I'm Kate Watson, co-host of News Club. News Club this week was an interview with Lauren Sams. She's the fashion editor at the Australian Financial Review. She's all over the business of fashion and retail, so I pulled her in to talk to us about fast fashion and ultra fast fashion. In particular, businesses like Temu and Shein, who in Australia alone are on track to record more than $2 billion in sales. Here's a clip from that conversation.
What is happening is that it's recalibrating fashion as a single-use item. Mm. So when you think about something that's $6 or $7, you know, I bought coffee this morning and that was $5.50. And that's a single-use item to me. You know, I have my coffee.
Like actually is, like you cannot use that twice.
No. And so when you're talking about a dress that's sort of an equivalent price, people equate it with something that doesn't need to be valued. You don't need to wear it again.
To listen to the full interview, just search for News Club in your podcast app and hit follow.